Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up. What is this?
Hey, what is this?
Hey. Yo, are we at the house?
No, we're at this new, I'm at this new little workspace here that I just got a membership to. It's freaking dope. So dope.
This like is that. Fire.
Yeah, I seen you post about that podcast on the stories. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a podcast studio in here. There's a bunch of different, like, general workspace rooms too, but this one has mics and lights and it's like completely cushioned in, so hopefully the audio sounds good with this mic.
No, everything is it's flawless. Yeah. This is not Trista on the phone in a sports bra. That is not what is happening right here.
I think both have its, you know, uses.
Well, ask the chatty house. They absolutely do.
So I just joined, got a little hot desk. So now I don't have to do everything at Mama Crick's house.
Love it.
And this podcast studio is a big reason for the draw.
That's fire.
And I can basically use it whenever I want. So I can do hits in here. I can record the podcast in here. Today's episode, this morning's episode of The Heat Check was filmed in there.
Okay.
In here. So the quality is good. And we're going to start posting more to YouTube. So having a consistent space and a consistent look was super important.
I love it.
That's fire. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask both of you guys a question here. We were talking about the WNBA draft. And I got to be honest as well. I wasn't familiar with Dominique.
Mm-hmm.
I was not familiar with Dominique. It wasn't my job to be familiar with Dominique. But it was the player personnel in Dallas. From what I saw of her, is who she is.
Yeah.
Should she have gone number one?
I wondered the same thing.
Because she looks like the truth.
Yeah.
Not that Paige isn't, but she looks like a game changer.
Definitely, yes, game changer. But I don't think you can take out the monetary aspect of a player, right? Like,
sure.
You see, Caitlin's not just a really freaking good basketball player. Mm-hmm. She's also a superstar. Mm-hmm. She's also filling up gyms. Paige will fill up gyms in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Arike needs a co-star alongside her who can get her easy looks, even though she can create her own shot. So Paige is, I don't know if you guys have gone on Gen Z TikTok, But Paige is the bet, like the most impactful star. There were so many edits showing her and AZ Fudd together and, you know, making, you know, going wild with that. There was probably so much footage that the infatuation with Paige is up here. And so regardless of what you do as a GM, you have to keep that in mind, even with how good Malonga looks. Like they're saying she's the equivalent of like a Victor Wembanyama. She's only 6'6".
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's not 7 feet tall, but I don't
think 6'6" is tall in the league. 6'6" is tall in the W.
6'6" is very tall in the league. And we're getting a lot of taller girls, right? Yeah. We saw with South Carolina a ton of centers that were 6'5", 6'6", 6'7".
I feel like humans are changing.
Definitely.
Like humans just continue to evolve.
I think it's all the steroids in the chicken.
Well, that's why eggs are $12 now in chicken. God, you have to be rich like Kenny to afford chicken.
Well, that's I'm not rich. You are.
Okay.
I got Butcher Box. So
you just hit me with a, I know you are, but what am I?
I just got Butcher Box for the fam.
How's that working?
It's pretty good. It's my first month with it. They give you can choose whatever you want in there. I think it's like $150 or something like that a month, and it's all your meat pretty much for the month. So I got bacon, chicken, steak, all your meat for the month for one.
That's a wild.
Okay. Well. All right.
The background changed, but the content didn't change.
Has everyone wondered about Trista's private life?
Look at this. Can we just talk about
this? It's Kith.
Oh, I just made the camera.
No, you're good. You're good. We got you. Okay. Yep. 4K.
I think you got an endorsement deal with them.
Columbia Sportswear Kith collab. And Portland's the home of Columbia Sportswear. So I bought this for no reason other than to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a Portlander. This is but swag. Yeah.
That's fire.
I see you.
Pretty fire.
I see you. I think she does have a deal with Kith, though.
I think she does, too.
Yeah.
I hope so. Someday. I really hope so. Did you guys see that Georgia Amore, or Georgia Amore, got styled by Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, collab. Yeah.
Took him almost a year to build out the fit. I think it was like a leather blazer, leather skirt combo. So dope.
Yeah,
I would love Russell Westbrook to make me an outfit. I'm just putting that out.
We saw Russ on the podium or on the desk and was like, oh, is Russ analyzing the draft? And then saw on IG that Honor the Gift launched I think they called it Honor the Women. And Russ was a part.
Honor the Chick. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's what it was. I don't think that's what it was.
All right, you Rivercat executive.
Yeah.
Trista Crick.
Trista, I got a great idea. Let's call them gold diggers. that was fire. What'd you think of? So maybe you can help us out. I practiced this morning. Once you stop practicing, I can't do it anymore. What did you think of the Valkyrie selection?
Ooh, I can't pronounce it either.
You can't do it either.
It
runs together very smooth when you hear it. It's just I practiced it and stopped practicing it, and now I can't remember it.
I did that with Tua Tagovailoa when he first. Oh,
that was that was a full weekend of work.
I was at that national title game in the little media section, and we were all just saying it 15 times, Tua Tagovailoa, so that we could come out on the field after the game and have something proper to say. I thought it was an interesting selection. You look at her footage, and boy, oh boy, can she shoot.
Yeah, she can.
She's buttery. And you also end up getting Cheyenne Sellers, and she fell so far that she ended up getting selected by a team that could have drafted her at 5, or I know she was mocked in the kind of like mid first rounds, and she ends up getting picked up by the Valkyries, which I thought was a great selection. She's a 6'2" guard, and that's a big guard. I mean, that's a guard in the NBA. That's Russell Westbrook, right? That's Damian Lillard. So, I like that pickup. And then of course, Caitlin Chen is a star, an absolute star. So she's going to be really fun. Her having the exact same moment as Kate Martin, who got selected by the Las Vegas Aces, only there at the draft to support her teammate, and then get selected there by Las Vegas, and now she's a Valkyrie. So now Caitlin Chen gets selected in the same manner that Kate Martin does, playing on the same team now that Kate Martin plays. So that was cool, a full circle moment, I think. There was a lot of interesting moments in there.
Let's run this real quick.
Golden State Valkyries select Yusuke Yochite.
I don't even think that's right. I don't think that's right. I heard someone with the Valkyries say it like on the in the way. Of course, everybody could be wrong, or maybe I don't know which one's wrong, but I heard the business person say it, and I was like, okay, got it. And it's not exactly the way that the commissioner or president, I can't remember which one they are, just said it. Yusuke, though, is unanimously her first name. That's her name.
Yusuke.
She can shoot.
I like that.
Oh, she can shoot.
She
the
can
rock.
Shoot. Yeah.
She can shoot the rock for she sure. I wasn't familiar with her game.
She can
but
shoot the leather off the
she
rock.
She can shoot it.
You said there were a lot of interesting moments. What else stood out to you in the draft yesterday?
Yeah, I thought that the whole selection through the Mystics, I thought they did a phenomenal job, too. I'm just pulling
three
up these
picks
draft picks
in the first six.
Yes. Yep. So I thought the fact that Sonia Citron and Kiki went back to back, I like that. Georgia Amore was a bit of a reach. And I like that selection. I think she's really good. I think Georgia Amore is a star. You saw her. I don't know if you guys watched the broadcast with her and Russ together. She is so damn likable. I think DC is going to embrace her. You can tell she's, as an Australian, super embedded and just like loves hip hop culture. She's Trinity Rodman's biggest fan. Trinity Rodman calls her, does a FaceTime, says like, listen, come to a game. So I think Georgia Amore is a perfect addition with Sonia Citron from Notre Dame. And then Kiki, I love Kiki as well. So that was a great three picks for them, a team that's rebuilding their ass off. And then I thought Saniya Rivers going to the Connecticut Sun was really fascinating because Isaiah James, who is Saniya Rivers' teammate at NC State, or was, she was mocked to go there at 8. And so then she ends up going to the Wings instead, which I think is one hell of a pickup by the Wings. Mm.
You think that Dallas got better yesterday? Like, they were a single-digit win team last year?
Yeah, I think that was just a little misleading, right? Because there were so many injuries that Dallas had throughout the season. They obviously do lose out on why am I blanking? Guys, I really think that there's something wrong with my brain right now. I am losing words.
Well, I know who you're talking about, and I would say the name, but I always get it wrong, too. Marco Sabat, how you say her? How you say her name?
Satu Sabali.
Yeah, I
right?
always get it wrong.
Satu.
Yeah. But she
I
left,
just know
right?
Satu. Yeah, Satu's gone.
Yeah.
So, but I think Dallas was a better team fundamentally than what their record was. And we saw them down this stretch play some really good basketball against the Fever. They were very competitive. So, yeah, I think they got better. And I think they're going to be good. I don't know if you guys saw what because they end up getting Nelissa Smith and Dejanay Carrington in the offseason. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw what Nelissa Smith said. She tweeted, first team, all studs.
Okay. All right, man. All
right. And then Dejanay was like, oh, yeah, the femmes out here better keep it cute. Like, people are trying to take Nelissa from her. This is going to be so messy, guys. Them on the same team. I don't know, Chatty House, if you guys know, Nelissa Smith and Dejanay Carrington have been dating on and off since their time at Baylor as teammates. And they're just a funny ass couple. So now that they're on the same team, well, I don't even know what to make of it. And Paige is going to be there.
The fact that they were dating at Baylor
right,
is amazing.
Amazing. Kind of unreal. How do they keep it so tight, you know?
Yeah. Well, the relationship.
Yeah.
How do they keep the relationship?
Yes, pause. Under wraps. You know what I'm saying?
Got
pause.
You.
Under wraps.
A lot of people say we'll have a higher profile situation again next year. I wasn't familiar with their game.
Which
I didn't
one?
Know it was Paige.
Oh.
I know they haven't come out and said anything, but there's just so much. There's just so many people who want it to be. I personally want it to be true for so many reasons. They are.
So
the
late last night didn't confirm? That wasn't a confirmation?
No, nobody said anything. Launch. Yeah.
No, it wasn't a hard launch. I mean, the hand placement was lower back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw it last.
Can you fill
summer.
Everybody in, by the way?
AZ Fudd. Okay, my bad. That's my fault. You go ahead, Trista. You got it.
Sorry. So AZ Fudd plays for UConn. She was the most outstanding player of the tournament, NCAA tournament. She is Paige Becker's best friend. I don't know. I remember back in the pandemic, there were reports about Paige going to the DMV. AZ's a DMV gal, lives in Arlington, she's from Arlington, and was living with AZ's family. AZ's family has basically like somewhat taken her in as like another child. And they are inseparable. Paige recruited her to go to UConn. She ends up going to UConn. And then last summer when we saw the iconic Paige white suit, that was what kicked it off, boy. The white suit. And AZ was with Paige at the draft. And then the summer of Paige, I don't know if you guys remember the summer of Paige, where she was outside, which then spurred the Nike commercial about how people want her to be, you know, at UConn, or there people are saying I'm everywhere too much. So her and AZ, even at New York Fashion Week, at the Nike shoot, all the places that she was, they were like peas and carrots. And so people were sort of speculating that maybe there was something going on with them then. And then during that summer shoot,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
There was a video that went viral of AZ was like holding on to Paige's finger like Ariana Grande in the Wicked shoot. I don't know if you guys saw. And then she dropped it when she saw that they were on camera really fast. So there's been rumblings, and now AZ was with Paige last night. That AZ was the one at Paige's table when there was only one spot available. Like, Paige basically was like, the family can wait. AZ's right here. And then Paige embraced AZ. The camera went right to AZ when Paige went back to the table. And AZ whispered in her ear that some people were saying, I love you, which could be a platonic thing. And then Paige was like, hey, I'm mic'd up right now.
Yeah, she did.
I'm mic'd up. I'm mic'd up right now. I just want to let you know, before you say anything crazy, I'm mic'd up. So some people thought that was a hard launch of their relationship, but they haven't really truly said.
Was it a soft launch?
I think it was.
It was kind of a soft launch.
Yeah. Okay.
It was kind of a soft launch. We saw AZ's hand or Paige's hand, I forget what it is, on the lower back of
Paige,
that dress.
Paige,
yeah, so
AZ.
It was Paige's hand on the lower back. Yeah. And then you can see.
So higher back, Paige platonic, lower back.
Hey now.
Hey now. Yeah.
Hey okay. now. Yeah. Hey now. Hey yeah. now. It was like. And there's been a bunch of edits that have come out of Paige and AZ and how they look at each other at the podium and just. What Paige was saying and looking for her when they won the title. And so there's been a lot there,
going to be the highest profile relationship in the WNBA next season.
I could see AZ becoming a wing, Paige figuring out a way for them to be inseparable. If they don't, you know, AZ's not going to go number one. So she'll be like a top six, seven pick.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
But she was going to be like the sixth pick in this year's draft if she would have stayed, if she would have come out.
Trista, so. Your thoughts on my Aces, sneaky pick, get my girl out of Alabama. My girl Leah, I'm not going to act like I watched all her games or anything else like that, but I am familiar with her game, and the one thing that I'm familiar with is she can shoot the rock. So you get a shooter around my girl Asia, come on, man. And my girl Jewel is going to be out there too. And all she's got to do is do like she did at Alabama, just catch and shoot that thing. Hey, we back at it. We back at it.
You sound ridiculous.
Why are you an Aces fan?
Thank you. No, it's worse. No, go ahead. Say your stupid line.
Well, first of all, it's Aces for life.
Yeah, they've been in existence for 4 years.
That's the squad. That's what I'm rolling with. I love me some Asia Wilson ever since South Carolina. All right, that's my girl. And then I like Las Vegas. I like the way they be handling business out there with the Aces. So, yeah, I'm rocking with the Aces.
Aren't you guys surprised he's not a Sparks fan?
Oh, stop it. Stop feeding into this narrative.
Okay. Lake Show.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the Sparks at all. The thought would have been
Kelsey's a Spark, right? Is that how the trade works? Yeah, she's a Spark, yeah.
Thought would have been maybe the Liberty, you know, because you know I like my New York teams. But no on the Liberty. They're cool. I like them. But I am when Chelsea Gray was out there doing work. I love her at the point guard. I mean, she still is. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, when she really started to come up 2-3 years ago, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a squad. Mm-hmm. I think I got with the Aces for one heartbreak because I don't think I started being an Aces fan when they won. I think they the year before when they lost, that's when I really liked
them. Yeah, what, like in the finals?
Yeah, well,
they lost
won.
In the finals.
Yeah, they should have won, and they lost.
He's now, such a front runner.
They lost. I should have went. Who they lose? So didn't they lose Seattle or something like that? I would have won with Seattle. No, not doing that. I'm rocking with the Aces, and it's Aces for life. We got my girl Aaliyah from Alabama, and it's just going to be shooting fish in a barrel.
64% from three is insane.
She can shoot the rock.
Sarah Ashley Barker was a bit of a reach, too. I don't know. She was supposed to be Sarah Ashley Barker, who's also from Alabama. That's the segue there. She was supposed to go in the second round, and she ended up going to your Sparks, Kenny, at ninth. That was a huge, huge surprise.
Not my Sparks.
I'm really going to like the Sparks team this year, though. Cam and Kelsey Plum.
Yeah, they got talent.
Give me that.
They got talent.
Yeah, Cam Brink, Kelsey Plum. You got Sarah Ashley Barker there. You got some talent.
How do you think, you know,
Rekia? Don't forget my girl Rekia. She's a bucket.
Do not forget Rekia.
We got the
Aaron McDonald as well, and Ray Burrell. Ray Burrell, by the way, is really good.
Ray Burrell sounds like an 80s singer.
Sounds like the person Michael Jordan bullied in the last
day. Unrivaled. Right.
I didn't watch a ton of Unrivaled. I saw it. I didn't like lock into it for the season like I should have.
The only thing that I saw consistently was Angel's team, Angel and Chelsea's team going at it with Skylar's team. That's what I saw like a lot of.
There, because that was the matchup. Hoodoo. And then I think also another storyline that was great was Haley Van Lith reuniting with Angel Reese, being on the same team on the Sky. They needed a guard. Obviously, there was a hole left by Kennedy Carter not playing on that team anymore, which I think is probably the right move not to bring her back based on a bunch of things that I've heard offline about her behavior and her character. There's a reason that she's had a hard time sticking with any teams. So Haley Van Lith, I think she's added to her game a bunch. She's going to learn from Courtney Vandersloot, who comes back from the Liberty to play for the Sky, which I think is kind of a nice elder statesman to run the offense.
It's so crazy to me that Courtney Vandersloot's an elder statesman in the league now. Like, she is.
I know, right?
She is like low, like kind of under the radar, one of the greatest point guards the league has ever seen. Mm.
She's incredible.
She really is.
She's a big part of their title run.
They tried to convince us she was John Stockton's daughter.
What?
Yeah, when she came out, they're like, no, she's John Stockton's daughter. It's like,
Who did that?
Oh, that was an internet thing for her. I think it started maybe her, I don't think it was her junior year, definitely her senior year. And then, into the, probably her first year or two in the league.
So they went 4 years trying to.
Yes.
What happened to the first time they talked to her? She says, no, that's not my dad.
Didn't care.
That's a testament to Courtney Vandersloot, really.
Yeah, didn't care.
She's a bucket.
How do you think, because it's the Valkyries this year, and then is it
Toronto next year?
Yep. How do you think?
And Portland, baby.
And Portland.
Now who they want.
Can't wait till my Aces beat the crap out of that team.
What are they?
I'm just
jealous. Portland
I'm
what?
Just jealous. Don't mind me, Trista. I'm just jealous.
Fire. Portland Fire. That's what you were before, right?
Yeah,
the Portland Fire. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the Cleveland Rockers.
Oh, no, that's the team. They have no business. No business.
So Portland's back next year, too? So it's Portland and Toronto next year? So right now there is this. There is this massive influx of talent in this league.
Oh, we don't have a name yet.
Oh, okay.
We don't have a name yet.
Well, let's not do Fire then. Let's come up with something else because the Fire lasted 2 years. I don't know. Fire lasted two years.
The Portland.
Why don't we come up with something that didn't last 2 years? You know how long the Monarchs lasted? Never mind. We ain't going to do it.
What would be like a female version of a blazer?
The Portland Rose.
Like the skirts?
No, the Portland Rose.
I'm kidding.
The Portland.
Portland Rose. We have the Thorn.
Who's the Thorn?
That's our soccer team.
I thought it was the women's.
Chip, by the way.
I was about to say, I thought it was the Timbers, but that's the men's team.
Men's.
Yeah.
How does
you have the Timbers and the Thorn.
What do you think the influx of these teams, because now all of the talent is going to be a little more spread out. It's really condensed right now, which it made the league really great in terms of you rarely saw bad games. You rarely saw, you'd see teams that, like Dallas being, a 7-win team or whatever they were. But you saw good players every game that you watched. You usually saw multiple really good players on every team that you watch or every game that you watch. Now you're, over the next 2 years, you're throwing in three more basketball teams. That talent is going to get spread out a little bit. Can the league still Can the league still sustain that? Can the league still feel that growth without that tuning in and it's a bad, you know, Portland Thorn game or whatever you wind up calling it? Because, you know, expansion teams are just that. Like, even though there's a lot of talent out there, it is still an expansion team. You're getting, for lack of a better term, you're getting the leftovers. You're not getting to steal the Valkyries. You're not getting franchise.
Right.
Franchise will come later.
Yeah, I think if you look at the Valkyries as an example of what we've got going on here, there's a few players who I'm really excited about watching, right? Tiffany Hayes, Kayla Thornton, Cheyenne Sellers, this Eustay, whatever last name is.
I already forgot. I'm sorry. I apologize to that woman.
But you look at, yeah, and you've got Temi Fagbenlay from the Fever. And that's pretty much all the name recognition that you have on the team. Kate Martin, of course. Monique Billings. But so I think that it will take a few years for those teams to start building up the coffers, right?
But can the league handle that? Like, three of those in 2 years is a lot.
I think what they feel is that there are players who are good enough to play in the league who are getting taken off rosters completely, right? So, for example, we saw the example that comes to my mind is Alexis Morris from LSU. Alexis Morris, 2 years ago when they won the championship, 3 years ago now, when they won the championship that Angel Reese year where she did the you can't see me face, she went nuclear in that tournament. She played for Kim Mulkey before. She ended up transferring, coming back to LSU, and she was a star, and she didn't even make a roster. She was gone in no time flat. So I think that there's players who are capable and qualified, especially these like Kate Martins, these glue players, these Caitlin Chens. I think that they deserve the ability to play on a team, but when there's only so many teams and so many roster spots, they sort of get left to go either overseas or just completely left to the wayside. So, yeah, I think he can sustain it. I just don't think the quote-unquote star power will be there as condensed. But I think what we're seeing in college basketball, too, is that there's a lot more players, especially at the guard position, that we're very excited to watch. Yeah. She's not a guard. She's a big. But, like, Sarah Strong's going to be an awesome player in the WNBA. And I think she'll probably go number one. But there's a lot more of players that can be big and shoot threes and pass. So the league, basketball as a sport, is evolving on the women's side. And I think there'll be some growing pains. But ultimately, I think it's good for the sport in general.
Yeah, I understand exactly what Dame is saying. But I think they're ready for, what would that put them at, like 15, 16? I think they're ready for 15, 16. If you talk about like, and I know this is being drastic, but you talk about going to 30, like a regular league, like I don't think have enough for that. But 16, based on like you talk about the talent that's in college right now, the talent that's coming into college from high school, I think there's going to be, I'm pretty sure there's going to be at least one player everybody knows on every team by the time, you know, 2 years from now. You may get to the point where two players on most teams, you know what I mean? Because you think about college, and every year in college we got a new person that we're looking at. That's because they cycle out of college. These young ladies aren't cycling out of the WNBA. Their names are just going to continue to grow. So I know exactly what you're saying. I think they can do it though. I think it'll be all right. You'll have bad games. You'll have these, you know, awful matchups record wise, and even maybe they start getting into load management type situations where player X, who's our star, isn't playing because, you know, she don't want to play on a back-to-back or four games in five. They may get into that situation, but I think for the most part, they'll be able to sustain it. I think so.
Okay.
What do you think, Damian? You know, women's basketball is going crazy right now. Like at the high school level, it's going crazy.
I'm a little worried about it, particularly the next couple of years, because as you just laid out, it'll take time for – Golden State, Portland, Toronto to kind of build. You know, the teams like the Aces were a relocation. They weren't an expansion. I don't even remember the last expansion team that the W had, but it had to have been a while ago. Might have been Tulsa. I can't remember. No, Tulsa was Detroit, which is that's a wild sentence. The Tulsa Shock or the Detroit Shock. But I do worry a little bit about those teams kind of being. I think schedule makers, you got to be careful. Maybe that's the Caitlin game. You don't put on TV. You give those teams an opportunity to kind of, you know, build themselves up a little bit. I also worry about not just the quality of the teams and the players. I do worry about the quality of ownership and the quality of front offices. Like I'm not trying to make a joke, but Portland's last team lasted 2 years. That was a different time in our life. That was a different time in the league. That was at the essentially the birth of the league. But we saw Portland, I think Miami, Cleveland, those teams lasted 2 years. I'm afraid people might look at the WNBA now as a way to like get rich and make money. And, you know, these aren't that obviously Joe Lacob is in the league. Not all of these people who own these teams are Joe Lacobs. They want their teams or Mark Davis's, right? They want their teams to make money and be profitable and be businesses essentially. And man, sports franchises are tough. Women's sports franchises are really tough. So I worry, I want the quality of ownership, front office, all of that stuff to stay there with these new basketball teams in it. Now, I mean, obviously with Golden State, you know, you're on solid ground. I don't know as much about Portland, and I forgot Toronto because I feel like there was a change. Because it was Toronto, then Toronto was stopped, and then it was Toronto again. So I don't really remember what the shift was there, but I do have some reservations for sure.
Those are real concerns too.
The interesting thing, and just to like kind of dovetail off of what you're saying about Portland, I think people should feel confident in Portland as an owner, like the ownership group in Portland, because. You know, what you've seen is that the Portland Thorn, the soccer team, the NWSL team, has done really well. It's been very successful. They've won a championship, and that's the Botal family, and that is the same family that is owning the Portland Thorn. So I think when you see a family that has already had success and then stays in that same market, for example, if Michelle Kang, who owns the Washington Spirit, were to buy the Washington Mystics, I would feel much better about the future of the Mystics just because I know where her head is at in the investment that she has in women's sports. And it isn't like a get rich quick scheme or an investment opportunity. It's something that owner really feels is important. So versus the guy from like Zoom Info or whatever, that was going to buy the Portland team before. Yeah. And he wanted to name it like the Rose City Royalty, and Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA, had a lot of problems and they were having a lot of friction. And so now the Botals are, I feel really good about the Botals. That's all I'll say.
I got you. When are we starting the W podcast?
Now. Come through.
To Portland? Or your little work studio? Okay.
We can do it. We can do a Zoom.
We keep talking about it. So we gonna do this for real?
Let's talk about it offline. Let's talk about it.
We
offline.
Don't talk about stuff offline. We work out our entire lives.
Yes,
here on the show.
Yes, we do talk about things.
That's
offline.
True. We do talk a lot about. Yeah, we talk mad stuff offline. All right.
Great. We talk a lot of smack about Kenny offline.
No, no, what happened?
I'm just kidding.
Love the new workspace.
I don't know why I said that. I love you guys. I also just want to say really fast, I really like the cardigan look. I think that needs to be multicolor, color block cardigan, I think is like a staple for you in spring and maybe even part of summer. What do you think, Kenny?
That's a beautiful cardigan.
Okay.
It's a great cardigan.
You know who designed it?
It's Honor the Gift.
That's what you know me so well. You know me.
See, there, I already know you only have a couple. It's essentials.
And no way essentials would make anything with colors in it. So.
They never would. They never would. So it's exactly right. It's like, okay, these are the two buckets that it's in.
Yeah.
There's color. That's Russ. There that's just a nice. Russ needs to make more smaller sizes. I know you guys got to get to break. I'm
you're
sorry.
Fine. You're fine. No, you're good. You're good.
But when I see your eyes,
I hate when you do that. I hate when you do that. Like
it means like, okay, like hurry it up, girl. Let's go.
No, it's deciding, do we go or do I just let her rock?
I mean, I'm open for whatever. I've got another thing to do, so I guess we can just call it.
Go do your other thing. We love you. We love your workspace. All right.
Love you, Chatty House.
Take care, TK.
Love you, boys. You guys are my favorite. Everybody says that you guys are their favorite, too.
That's love.
Okay, I'll take it. Tell Mama we said hi.
All right. Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.